Joining us now, Danny Crawford, who is a Republican representative from Athens, Alabama, on Critical Race Theory. Danny, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, JT. It's a pleasure.
Well, I'm glad you're here to talk about this and your bill that you're proposing now to stop this from being taught in our classrooms. I mean, to me, the idea that white people are just, you know, cognitively disabled by virtue of being born white and must receive therapy by learning these tenets of critical race theory, to me, is racist and just a preposterous belief. So I have kids that have graduated from the University of Alabama, and I'm sure there's kids across this country that every day hear things in their classrooms coming from these liberal professors that are pushing certain agendas, and it just so happens the liberal social case du jour, or cause du jour, is critical race theory that everybody seems to be talking about. So let's talk about, first of all, how realistic is it that it's going to be taught in our schools here in Alabama? I've seen pushback from Mountain Brook parents on this as well, and you know, some other schools around the state, but where are we on it as far as curriculum goes realistically right now?
I think K-12, it's not being taught, but, you know, I do not know 100%. You know, each school system, they have certain curriculums, but then they also accept outside products and have particular outside contractors that may, you know, come in and have seminars with teachers or even sometimes programs with school. So I don't really think it's being taught. It is taught in higher ed. I don't know why it's taught in higher ed. If it was taught as a theory along with other theories, that's one thing. But to teach it as a truth and that this is the way it is wrong. And it just it inflames our relationships, and it's one of the most racist things that could be taught in our schools.
Absolutely. You know, and I've said it before that, you know, you see 4-year-old and 5-year-old kids, black and white, playing together in the sandbox and on the playground, and they're getting along just fine. All of a sudden they go through kindergarten. Now we're in elementary school, and here comes this critical race theory agenda that potentially could be taught to them, and it's painting a different picture that, well, wait a minute, we get along just fine. So now you're basically telling me that because of what took place in history years ago, that I need to continue to think and not forget about this and maybe even have that thought in my mind that I don't like you and you shouldn't like me. I mean, to me, it's leading you down to the discussion of, you know, mom and dad, what's the deal here? Now, the discussion's one thing. History's one thing. But all of a sudden, this, to me, this is changing people's minds on taking a kid from getting along just fine and not looking at colors. Dr. King doesn't want us to do or didn't want us to do based on our character, not color. And it takes him right back to before that and going, no, you probably need to look at that color, kid, and consider who you're hanging out with. I hate the idea.
Yeah, our young children love everybody and don't even think about that. And then all of a sudden, you're going to say, well, because of the way you were born in this country founded by old white people, your grandparents are the reason for it. And that's something that cannot be a good thing. It's just something.
You know, there's
wrong.
So many positive things about the relationships between races over the years and the strides that races have made together individually, that why not teach the good in the races instead of always going back to playing the negative race card and keeping this thing, you know, moving and alive? And it's just dividing this country and awful. So talk to me about your bill, Danny, and what you've introduced and what it says. And basically, you don't want it taught, but where are you with the bill right now?
Well, there are other things besides CRT. There's a lot of things that could be divisive and shouldn't be taught. So my bill outlines those things that we will not teach in our schools and also in higher ed, like you had mentioned earlier, 80-85% of our professors in higher ed are liberal. And where do our teachers get their education? At the higher ed. So we just don't need it taught there. So this would ban that from being taught. You know, if it's not taught now, that's great. So there's no problem, but it's more, I think, from the national level, and it's more politics, conservative, liberal type things is what's causing the problem. And I don't know what will happen down the road, but I know I would like to ban it. And I think the support from parents and teachers has been great on my bill, and I think we'll get it done. I hope leadership will make it a priority bill. I know our next session will probably be short. It's an election year, and everybody wants to get in and get out, and well, they can campaign. So I hope that it's a priority bill, and we get it, in the first part of the session, and get it passed, and let it become law. And it deals with penalties involved. You know, if it's banned from being taught and a professor or teacher chooses to teach it, then our code of Alabama, the Student First Act and tenure laws allows for termination for things like insubordination or.
Right. And going against what, has become law based on your bill. I agree with you. Well, Danny, good luck battling the Alabama Board of Education, AEA. It's going to take all the efforts you got. Danny Crawford, Republican from Athens, thank you so much.